Bill O'Reilly here, Friday, July 9th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening this week in America. First, crime continues to spiral out of control in many cities. More than 500 people were shot during the 4th of July weekend. 500. New York City, 26 people injured from gunfire between Friday and Sunday, with two of them resulting in deaths. Other incidents occurred in Chicago, Memphis, L.A., Portland, on and on and on. Violent crime up 30% nationwide. On the West Coast, national retailer Target now closing all of its San Francisco department stores at 6 p.m. because of rampant shoplifting. Executives say six locations cannot remain open in the evening because the stores are visited by criminals who take what they want. Mayor London Breed, unhappy with Target's decision, saying the reduced hours will hurt residents who shop after work. Well, she is the primary reason the revolting anarchy in San Francisco is hurting everybody there. Next, inflation causing prices to rise in all 50 states. Residents around Los Angeles now paying the most for a gallon of gas in nearly a decade. Prices at the pump in L.A. rose to $4.40 over the July 4th weekend, the highest since 2011, the national average up from $2.10 a gallon last year to $3.35 right now. To cope with high prices, food companies like General Mills, Stop & Shop, Nestle are reducing portions of what you buy to keep the cost the same, so you get less food for the same money. Box of Cheerios, for example, drop from 20 ounces to 17. Finally, Donald Trump launching a lawsuit against the CEOs of Facebook, Twitter, and Google. I'm sure you heard about it. The former president will serve as the lead plaintiff in a federal class action suit. And he has said that he's being censored by the companies, which is true. Mr. Trump banned from social networks in January after the Capitol Hill riots, as Congress voted to certify the 2020 election. Of course, everybody remembers that. Well, Mr. Trump is suing, and he says, quote, "We are demanding an end to the shadow banning, a stop to the silencing, and a stop to the blacklisting." This will be a landmark legal case. Next, listeners, that's you. Sound off. Right back.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Listeners, sound off. We do this each Friday. You can reach me, Bill, at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Name in town if you wish to opine. Let's begin with Brooks, who's in Manson, Washington. Bill, does President Trump understand that his boisterous actions cause some conservatives to vote for someone else? Yes, he does. I spoke to him about this, Brooks, on Wednesday. And I said, look, if you want to run again, and I believe he does, you have to moderate the conflict. You can't be fighting every day because that wears people out. He actually agreed with me. I thought he wasn't going to. Now, can he modify? I don't know. Let's go to Douglas in Pacific Palisades, California. Very nice community there. As a longtime listener, O'Reilly, I thought I would follow your footsteps and go to CNN.com to see what they were writing about President Biden. After scanning more than 50 headlines, I could not find a single mention of the president or the vice president. Not a single one. How is that possible? There is a news blackout. Corporate media does not want to report anything that might reflect poorly on the Biden administration. Now, if big news breaks, they have to. But there's no investigating going on. There's no scrutinizing going on. We're talking NBC News, ABC, CBS, CNN, Washington Post, New York Times. The newspapers will report a little bit more, but the TV news agencies are in the tank. Greg, Fort Collins, Colorado. All of my liberal friends have turned off the news. They have no interest in hearing how bad a choice they made with Joe Biden. They used to be glued to the news when Donald Trump was in there. I think there's a little bit more to that. So Donald Trump was not boring. So when you watched, it was, I don't want to use the word exciting, but it was interesting. And when you hate somebody, you want to see what's up with them. Now, Joe Biden, with respect for the office, is dull. He reads stuff off the teleprompter. So it's not about liberals being disenchanted with Mr. Biden. They're sticking by him. It's about the presentation. It's sleepy, say the least. Valerie is in Daly City, California. And Bill, I was born in San Francisco, currently live in a suburb, and it's sad to see the current situation. I know a lot of San Francisco residents. There's a movement among them to recall the district attorney and to recall the Board of Education. That's the only way things in San Francisco are going to get better, Valerie. The folks have to rise up. It is anarchy now, dangerous anarchy there. It's terrible. That is one of the most beautiful cities in the world. Andrew, St. Petersburg, Florida, writes, Bill, I have every one of your interesting killing books. Once I start reading, my wife doesn't even try to talk to me because she knows I cannot put the book down. I love them all. Killing the Mob, Andrew, this coming Sunday, number one again, 9 weeks in the marketplace. I am stunned and grateful. Thank you to everyone who has read and purchased Killing the Mob. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by putting it together. Please go to BillO'Reilly.com, see the Trump interview. And again, Killing the Mob, great read. In a moment, something you might not know.
It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Recent financial study from Chase Bank shows 2 out of 5 Americans do not have $400 in savings. Just a quarter, 25%. Of American adults have enough money to cover 1 month's worth of bills. Another 20% don't have anything in the bank at all. According to Forbes magazine, economists predict the average American burns a third of their paycheck on unnecessary spending. Here are some things you can do every day to save some cash. First, slim down on eating out. The typical American family spends $5,000 a year at restaurants and fast food places. A trip to the grocery store can save you a few hundred dollars each month, not to mention it's better for your health. Next, you can cut down on your cable bill. Average American hands over $200 a month for TV and internet. That's $2,400 a year. Reducing your service can drop the price to $70 a month. Another tip, start saving your change. Some banks now offer services that will round up credit card purchases and other expenses to the nearest dollar. The difference is automatically sent to your savings account. It may start small, but after a year, you can have a few $100 in the bank. Check that program out. Also, use the library. Your local branch has free newspapers, books, movie rentals, classes, more. It may sound old-fashioned, but folks burn $70 a month on streaming. And here's something else you might not know. One of the biggest daily expenses for millennials, younger people, can easily be slashed from the budget. Coffee. Americans between the ages of 18 and 39 spend $1,500 each year on a cup of Joe to go. If you get coffee at your house, you'll save big. The average beverage at Starbucks, $3.50. If you invest the price of a single coffee every day in a savings account after 50 years, you'll have more than $300,000. Back after this.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
An offer of securities is only made by the NRIA Private Placement Memorandum. Read it first. Past performance does not guarantee future results. NRIA is a real estate development firm. Learn more at NRIA.net.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.